You're listening to the F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors House to Home Show on WGCL, proudly sponsored by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington and Panama Property Service. Make one call for your home improvement needs. Call Panama Property Service, PPS, at 812-369-9696. And now, your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello, and welcome to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin with HFI Mechanical and Building Solutions. Change the name up on you.
I'm always confused. What's she going to say today?
And my co-host is Brian Thompson with F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors.
Yeah, there's no changing that.
Yeah, sorry. and our guests today are Trevor Bridgewater and Kevin Newton with Honest A Roofing. Welcome, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.
You're newbies, so we usually haze the newbies, so watch out.
Yeah, we didn't tell you about that.
Let's do it. What's that going to be like?
Yeah, well, we'll have to see. So I met you guys at the home show way back in February.
Yeah, that was awesome.
So tell us a little bit. You're new to this area, so tell me about Honest Abe Roofing.
Well, we're newer to your area.
Yes,
right. Obviously, our original location is in Terre Haute, Indiana. And our profession, our core competency is in residential roofing. I don't know about you guys, how you eat at home when you go home. No one likes doing dishes, right?
No.
Nope.
But do you eat on paper plates when you go home?
Sometimes.
Right? We do that. But we all have probably nice plates and nice china to eat on. But ultimately, we buy those plates before we can reuse them.
Right.
And the world today, we are seeing low-cost roofing. Such as asphalt roofs, basically they're disposable.
Hmm.
And why spend $10,000 on a roof you're going to throw away in 10, 12, 13 years?
Mm-hmm.
Why not spend maybe a fraction more of that cost and do it once and never do it again? So that's really our push here in your marketplace is help people get an idea, see our belief and our push towards a permanent solution for their roofing challenges.
Mm-hmm. Permanent.
Permanent. Never do it again.
It's so foreign.
Well,
I mean, for roofing.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, don't think about it. It's a new concept.
Well, I like it.
Ultimately, there's going to be people who aren't in that marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
You're a realtor. You're going to see people who may buy a property to flip it.
Right.
To sell it to quick cash, right?
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, there's a homeowner out there who is interested in living in that home throughout their whole life.
Right, exactly.
And they want... They just don't know it's really available, that permanent solution.
Mm-hmm.
And the best thing about that, in our metal roofing solution categories, there's multiple styles, and you would never even know with some of our products that they are actually a metal roof. A lot of them look like asphalt shingles.
Mm-hmm.
So you may already be seeing them in the area.
Right.
You just don't know it.
I like it.
So clues. I feel like we're getting clues.
Yes.
We should go on like a scavenger hunt.
They're not traditional shingles.
That's next, actually.
Oh.
Yeah, we actually offer a game called Where's That Forever Roof?
Uh-huh.
Basically, it gives our clients and, well, anybody an opportunity to go to our Facebook page, our Twitter account, and then we'll post a picture of a forever roof that we've installed. And we don't give them the address or anything like that.
Right.
But we'll, you know, every once in a while we'll do like maybe historical clues or something like that
to
lead people to that. And then there's a prize at the end once they found it.
Who doesn't like prizes?
Oh,
I was
going to
say, is the prize a new roof? Because I am definitely motivated by prizes.
Are you pulling our leg?
No.
No,
she's,
I am not. Right. You can ask.
We'll get your name and number after that.
I am very competition oriented.
Oh, yes, she is.
And I will win. So, metal roofing. This is the bottom line, correct?
It's not the bottom line for us as a company. Our core competency, once again, is serving the residential busy homeowner.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Your day's busy. You're working, taking the kids here and there. You don't have time to mess around with multiple phone calls, get multiple estimates for multiple disposable solutions.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately, we believe it's come out, spend a few minutes with you, find out what kind of challenges you're having, overcome those challenges, and provide hopefully a permanent solution. Now, if you don't want a permanent solution,
mm-hmm.
there's obviously options to fit into your budget.
Right.
Let's just face it. Is the today cost more than the disposable cost? Yeah, by 10 to 15% more.
Mm-hmm.
But look at that over time.
Right.
If we're seeing the life cycle of an asphalt roof between 10 to 15 years,
mm-hmm.
now if you're spending $10,000 today, and you're going to do that again in 10 years without inflation being included,
mm-hmm.
that's 20 grand, boys and girls.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I could tell you to say, hey, spend 13, never do it again, which one sounds like the better option?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. the best thing about that is it's not about spending another $13,000. Get your head around that. Get your head around spending $20,000 or $30,000. That's mm-hmm. the real challenge you're facing yourself. Now, the question is, are you going to be in the home for 10, mm-hmm. 15, 20 years? And that's why we were obviously diversified enough to where, hey, you want a solution that only gets you by 10, 15 years? That's available.
Right.
So we're repairing roofs. We have the asphalt roofing options. We have our metal options. Obviously, the sky's the limit. So we have lots of challenges or lots of solutions that overcome homeowners' challenges. So, but we love the metal roofing systems, especially the ones that look like asphalt roofs. You just don't know it.
Yeah, that's really intriguing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to see one of those.
Yeah,
I wish we were on TV.
I didn't even know that existed.
Just to mention, too, because I did say, you know, the name of the game is Where's That Forever Roof?
Uh-huh.
Forever Roof is the name of our product line for our metal options that we have available.
So it's not just – you're not terming that phrase. You're coining that phrase. You're saying it really is the brand name.
Got it.
So
the Forever Roof – our Forever Roof – Forever roof line. Say that 10 times.
Yeah,
fast.
Really. That's a mouthful.
Good job.
So it's spelled with one R. So if you happen to be curious, you're out there in cyber world looking around for a Forever Roof product, it's Forever Roof.
Got it.
So it's just one F. And I'm sorry, one R. I apologize. There's a lot of information there, but you can go to HonestAyRoofing as well .com and check out the same information, same mm-hmm. lines of products there. Mm-hmm. So, there's lots available. It's just not the old asphalt roof out there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, a lot of roofers aren't educated enough I'm not sure they're not educated. That's probably the wrong thing to say. They're just not aware of the different products available in the industry
mm-hmm. sure.
and or have the competency and the training in place to train their staff to install it. It is a different skill set.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot like a fine art. It's not a quick wham bam in and out quick process. It takes a little bit longer to put on a permanent solution.
Okay.
Ultimately, I think when it comes down to it, it's worth the investment.
You're very passionate about this, and I find myself asking, how did you get involved? Why this? Like you said, there are so many different roofing products available.
Mm.
Why did you focus on this one? What drew you to this? Was it the permanency? Was it the durability?
Yeah,
what?
Yeah, great questions. We started helping homeowners a little over a decade ago, solving their roofing challenges. But the aggravating thing as a roofer, and that's how I started out life, and not out of the womb, of course. I don't think. Maybe I did come out with a tool belt. I'm not sure. But I don't think that was the case. But as we started our company, we're repairing a lot of roofing systems,
mm-hmm.
whether it be valleys, those areas that homeowners have challenges with, around chimneys, pipe boots. Those are all high-flow areas where water displaces around those areas and causes more wear and tear. So as you do repairs and you replace roofs and put new ones on, you get a chance to see the end-of-life scenario for that asphalt roof. You're having a dialogue with the homeowner, asking them, you know, Brian, how old's your roof?
Right.
Well, it's about – I put that stupid thing on 10 years ago. Yeah. Paid an arm and a leg for it. And I think, man, this is – you go home wondering, you know, you got to spend another 12, 13 grand to do it again.
Right.
It's been 10 years. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense. So metal has been around for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
The challenge with the metal that we see a lot of times out and about in our community here, you see a lot of commercial buildings. Well, there should be something said for that right away.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Those folks are making an investment
mm-hmm.
up front
mm-hmm.
to not to make the investment multiple times over the course of that investment property. Hopefully that property, commercial-wise, is creating return on investment mm-hmm. monthly or whatever the case may be. Maybe it's an institution government type. They want it to be a long-term investment.
Right.
They don't want to make that cash with outlay every so often, whether it be 5, 10, 15 years. Anyway, the challenge with the metal, though, that was available in the marketplace, you know, 10, 15 years ago, a lot of homeowners are just putting on what we call a panelized system. So it's long panels. You mm-hmm. see a lot on agricultural buildings, pole
right.
barns.
Mm-hmm.
Has exposed fasteners. The screws are exposed. And still a great product, and we install a lot of those.
We gotta take a quick break.
I love breaks.
We're gonna answer the rest of the question after the break. We'll be right back.